your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate our faith into all the areas of our lives. On this show, we like to share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still a skeptic or still checking out faith. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing from the Word of God. So that's what we do on the show. We share testimonies, we share the Word, and we pray that God will open up your hearts to receive the Word today and also give you eyes to see and ears to hear in Jesus' name. Amen. We also have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, and we have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. Please let us know if you have any prayer requests. You can get to us through the website. Again, it's everydayfaithradio.com. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. And with us on the program today is my friend Ingo Curl. Ingo is a local area businessman and a fired up believer. And Ingo, I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Jeff. I really appreciate you having me here.
Well, what we like to do is share your faith journey. That's what the show's all about. So could you just kind of walk us through how you came to know the Lord?
Well, I was actually asked by a good friend of mine to come to church, and he was persistent. And I kept pushing him off, and finally said, okay, I'll go. I'll go with you. And, you know, I was there, and I basically was compelled to give my life to the Lord, you know.
How long ago was that?
Oh, gosh, it's been 28, 29 years now.
My goodness.
Yeah.
And the friend who was persistent, you know, it's interesting. Hosting this radio show, I get to hear every week about somebody's faith journey.
Sure.
And there's often a friend who was kind of the turning point or the influencer, if you will. Tell me about that friend, and why do you think he was so persistent, or she was so persistent with you?
Well, for me personally, he was very genuine. And he was actually a Filipino guy, but I mean an exceptional Filipino guy. He was like 6 foot plus, 350 pounds. Joe was his name. He's passed on about 10 years ago since then. But big heart. I mean, obviously, big heart, great guy. And he kept saying, hey, you know, you need to get to church. You need to get to church. And I said, Joe, come on, you know. And he wasn't pushy, but he was persistent.
And inviting.
Exactly. Friendly, persistent, inviting. Not pushy, though.
Yes.
And God used him to get me to go to church, and that's where I accepted the Lord.
So what was it in church? For some of our listeners who maybe aren't yet believers and they're still kind of circling around faith and trying to figure it all out, can you remember a moment? Was it the Word that came and got you? Or did you just feel the Spirit of the Lord come on top of you, or was there any of that?
That's hard to answer. I think I was just ready. My heart was ready.
I see.
My heart was ready. I mean, I think God had prepared me over a long period of time. And I think back. Can I share a quick story with
you?
When I was in the Navy, I was going through a very, very difficult time. And I always loved music. Always. Always. I'm a trumpet player as well. And someone had left this. This is back then. This is going back quite a ways. A cassette tape of these beautiful hymns. These wonderful, uplifting hymns. I never found out who did it. But that cassette tape, I chose to listen to, and it got me through that very difficult time.
My goodness.
And I never found out who did that. And I've only shared that with a handful of people. But, you know, God, he has his eye on all of us.
Yes.
We don't understand the big plan, but he is watching us. He is taking care of us.
What would you say to the listener right now who's maybe, again, they're circling around, they're looking at it, maybe they've been invited to church and haven't come, they haven't experienced the presence of the Lord. What would you say to anybody who's just tuning in today kind of by happenstance?
Yeah. I would say that if you have a friend or a relative that is reaching out to you, mm-hmm. it's probably because they care about you and they love you. Mm-hmm. You know, take that first step, you know? You know, yeah. I mean, you got nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. You got nothing to lose, mm-hmm. you know? And if you decide to reject the Lord, you know what? He's not going to give up on you. Mm. He's going to keep coming at
you.
That's
good.
He's going to find you.
Mm.
He found me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was pretty adamant in the other direction. You know, God is faithful. God mm-hmm. is persistent. He doesn't give up.
He never gives up.
We
had a priest on the show a few weeks ago, newly ordained priest, really heck of a nice guy, Nick Redman, Father Nick. So I've known Father Nick now, 20 years. But I knew him first. People in this town knew him as a teacher at Albemarle High School. My kids knew him through St. Thomas Aquinas, and also knew him as a basketball referee.
Yeah.
Anyway, in talking with Father Nick, he touched down on something that I'll never forget. He touched down on what he characterized as patient love, God's patient love. You know, as you and I are two business guys, so when we leave this interview, we're back at it, and, you know, working hard, and we got stuff to do.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I know, at least for me, can be extremely impatient. And then in the days of technology and texting and emails and voicemails and everything, you even get more impatient.
Yeah.
In my business, I'm in real estate, and so if a buyer texts you, they say on average we have about 3 or 4 minutes to respond, or else they'll just move on. So you have this impatient world that we deal
sure.
with.
Sure. Yeah.
But the kingdom of God is characterized by a patient love, and how that applies to us, where Father Nick really convicted me on that, was that, you know, as you mentioned, again, this is Everyday Faith Radio, and our host, our interview today is with Ingo Curl. As you characterize that, God won't give up on you.
Nope.
And he's going to be patient. He's going to set the table for you. In fact, Psalm 23, he prepares a table for
me. That's right.
Amongst my enemies. But it's just when you just ponder that and meditate on that and think on that, the patient love of God. And once you experience that, you're never the same again.
Can I say this? You know, I've been living by this for a while now, for probably at least a couple of years, and God has been so patient with me in so many ways over the years. And he is teaching me not just to be patient with myself,
mm-hmm.
but to be patient with my wife,
mm-hmm.
my kids, and other people. And I actually have something I wrote down here.
Come on.
That I like to live by, Proverbs 14:29. A patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly. And what I take from that is, you know, there's wisdom in being patient.
Yes.
Patient with yourself.
Yes.
Patient with your wife.
Yes.
Your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Other people that you deal with, like, you know, on a business situation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a locksmith, I deal with some very difficult situations.
Mm-hmm.
People are losing their house, their furniture, you know, spouse disagreements, domestic situations. And, you know, it's not the situation for me to lose my cool.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be patient.
Mm.
I have to be understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to exercise wisdom.
Mm.
And it's challenging. It's challenging at times.
Tell our listeners, and we're heading towards the break, and this is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host, and our guest today is Ingo Curl. Tell our listeners about your business, what you do for a living, and then let's go on that, because I have a few things to add to that.
Sure, sure. I work as a locksmith. It's basically myself and my wife. She's the office manager, and I've been doing it over 15-plus years. And basically cover the whole area, Elmore County, Charlottesville. I've gone to Culpeper, Wintergreen, Stanton, Fishersville, you know, all over the place. I always try to treat my customers with respect.
Yes.
Whether it be residential or a business, I will treat their place like it's my place. Mm-hmm. That's the way I look at it.
Well, and I want to make a plug for your business. Again, the name is
Cavalier Lock.
Cavalier Lock. Yep. Ingo Curl does a great job. Any of our listeners who are in need of a locksmith, just kind of write that down, Cavalier Lock. Write it down. Keep it for the time that you need a locksmith. Ingo does a fantastic job, and he's the guy that I refer out. And now, because I'm in real estate, you don't have the opportunity to refer you out. But the thing that you just mentioned was that being a man of God, coming into oftentimes an anxious situation. Yep. And we see it
many times.
Almost every real estate transaction, there is anxiety. And
very understandable.
And in the world today, this seems to be the most anxious market I've ever been a part of, by the way, but I don't know why that is. But to have you come in and you have a calming influence, and I know that's because of your faith. And so when you come in, it appears to me that you're bringing grace on in with you.
I try. I mean, I dealt with a lady 2-3 days ago. She wanted to put an extra lock on her front door. Mm. And I told her, I said, look, you don't need to. You have a deadbolt. It's sufficient. That's what I have on my front door. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want, I'll put 3-4 deadbolts up and down your door. But, you know, in most cases, people, you know, I mean, the criminal's going to go side door, back door, basement door, front door, almost never.
Mm-hmm.
Never. And so, you know, I'm not going to sell somebody something they don't need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to advise them. Like I said, I'm going to treat your house and your business like it's mine, mm-hmm. my own. That's the way I run my business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell me about, because oftentimes you're in a situation where, unfortunately, there's a foreclosure or short sale or distressed situation.
Sure.
Tell me about how your faith helps you during those meetings and those kind of gatherings with people.
Well, I try to never judge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there to do a job. I'm always respectful. You know, I mean, in some situations, I mean, I've been at a foreclosure where they're still packing things up.
Yeah.
You know, and I asked permission, can I move this if I need to get a door open to get a lock off? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm always respectful, courteous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to be as understanding as I can.
That's right.
Because you know what? I don't know these people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not there to judge anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there to do a job.
Yeah.
And so I try to understand and be courteous and kind.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break in just a second, but could you touch on how, and we're going to hit more on this after the break, but could you touch on how you have seen the hand of God provide for you in your business? Could you touch on that for our listeners? And we're headed towards the break here in just a second.
Sure. I don't know how much time we have, but when I first worked as a locksmith, I'd run, you know, lockouts, getting people into their homes, and every lock is different. And I'd run into a problem, and it came to me, you know, why don't I just say a little prayer to myself, and I would do that, and within a lot of times, less than a minute, the lock would just kind of give up, you know, and it was amazing to me. It wasn't magic; it was God answering a prayer, you know, and so I found now, I've gotten wiser. I pray before I get to the job, and it's amazing. Well, not amazing, but it's God again, I think, providing the wisdom, the understanding to be more efficient, more effective, and just be better at what I do.
Mm, I like that. Yeah. Philippians 4:13 is a very powerful and very popular verse that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The amplified version of that, when you read that version of the Bible, says, I can do all things through Christ who infuses me with strength.
Yes.
And it seems like when I hear your story about prayer in advance of the locksmith job and then prayer answered, it just seems like through your faith, that to me seems like, well, you're walking by faith.
Yeah. I try.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest, Ingo Curl. Please stay with us.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have my friend Ingo Curl. Ingo is a local businessman with... You and your wife own Cavalier Lock?
Yes.
Is that right? You're
That's
the
correct.
Owners of Cavalier Lock. And remember, if you have any locksmith issues, remember Ingo Curl and Cavalier Lock. Very trustworthy man, does a great job, very clean job. And I refer him out since I'm a real estate broker all the time. But one of the things we were talking about before the show, Ingo, was, and you and I have a connection in this, is that I think the Old Testament in the story of Abraham and the sacrifice, how he was called to sacrifice his son,
yes.
Isaac, and God provides at the end a ram that was the sacrifice, and
yes.
on that mountain was referred to as Jehovah Jireh, or God, the God who provides.
Yes, yes.
And that may be deep for some of our listeners, unless you have seen the circumstances where God has provided. And I know, and I want to pass this to you, Ingo, but I too have seen miraculously how God will
yes.
provide. And it takes fervent prayer. It takes a devotion, a connection to Jesus. And then it's almost as if your eyes are opened for the very first time, and you see, and you can look back and say, well, God did this, and he did this, and he did yep. this, and he did this. Can you walk us through in your business how you've seen Jehovah Jireh, or the God who provides?
Jeff, I see it all the time. There are many days where I start the day, which seems a little unusual for some people, but I have no jobs, no job scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the day, I've done 5-6 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that's not trusting and relying on the Lord to provide, I don't know what is,
mm-hmm.
you know. And there are some days, are some days where I have 1 or 2 jobs scheduled, you mm-hmm. know. But it's not unusual. You know, my job is a very time-oriented business where people have discovered that all of a sudden their lock is broken, or the key broke off in a lock, or mm-hmm. or someone has lost a key, or pick a situation, and so I need to be available when they need me to be available.
Yes,
and so that's okay. I don't mind that,
mm-hmm.
but it leads you to trust.
Yes,
to trust that God will provide.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I have found He does.
Mm-hmm.
He does over and over
mm-hmm.
again. He does.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for me, I'm convinced that, you know, one of the keys to loving God and understanding is try to trust Him more every mm-hmm. single day.
Mm-hmm.
Every
mm-hmm.
single day.
Gosh, I'm trying to remember the verse. My mother will know it who listens to the show, but Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make straight your path. Trust the Lord with all your heart. We could just kind of stop right there.
Amen.
Because that's a heavy thing to do oftentimes.
Not easy.
We're not built
not easy.
For that oftentimes. But
not,
as
not easy.
And what we're trying to do on this show is help. You know, I get it every week, so...
Can I say something else?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm on the job, I couldn't even tell you how many times. You know, I've prayed before I get there, and I run into a difficult situation. Every situation is totally unique.
Mm-hmm.
Every situation. I don't care what... you talk to any locksmith, every situation is unique. And it forces me to trust Him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not enough to have the skill and the experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something higher that happens.
Mm-hmm.
There's something greater that happens where God just says, you know what? I'm going to give you the skill right
mm-hmm.
then and there.
Mm-hmm.
And the lock just gives up, mm-hmm. just opens up, you know. Now, you could say, well, if you were a different person, a non-believer, you say, oh, it's all about me, and you know, it's because of my skill. And it's not about that. It's not about that. You know, it's that special ingredient, you know, where God kind of pushes it a little further and allows it to just happen.
So a man or woman without faith might, you know, as they're trying to get the lock to go, they might, the fact that they're not able to unlock it, that might increase their anxiety level.
Absolutely.
If you're living outside of faith.
Absolutely.
But you, as you mentioned at the break, as you get into God's flow, you just kind of just ride the flow.
Absolutely.
Knowing. And it's not wondering, it's knowing that God will provide the answer and the ability for you to break the lock.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Love that.
And I run into, if I can share this with you, you know, where I run into something that I don't have parts for. And I have had to be inspired to manufacture a part to work with that lock. And believe it or not, in most cases, the part that I come up with, again, I think divine inspiration, actually works better than the way the lock was designed to begin with. It's not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me. I have special help.
Yes. Revelation.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Inspirational help, if you will.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, Ingo, so take us to a time in your life, if there's a specific one that jumps out to you, where your faith really helped you when you were facing kind of a what appeared to be an insurmountable problem or a big crisis in your life. Is there anything that comes to mind where your faith helped you kind of carry the day?
I would say when our kids were younger and we were really, really struggling financially. And there's nothing wrong with struggling, you know, because when you struggle, you realize that much more that you need God all the more, you know. And it really pushed me to lean on God that much more, you know. And he came through. You know, God never disappoints. He never disappoints. He'll surprise you. He'll reward you. He will bless you. But he has never disappointed me. Never. Never.
It's interesting. My wife, wonderful wife of 29 years, is the principal of the Covenant Lower School. And one of their many sayings is that there's joy in the struggle.
Amen. Yep.
And oftentimes as parents, you have to be wise to understand that. Because as parents, oftentimes we make the mistake of we want everything perfect for our children.
Yeah.
We want to remove the struggle. We want everything to be kind of easy street for them. But then you learn best where there's some friction and you have to overcome a challenge. And so I don't know, that just kind of popped into my mind when...
Can I give you an example related to that? And it may not be the best example, but when you work it out in the yard, or you cut in the grass and you build up a big sweat, you know? And then you finally get in the shower and you get all clean and that feeling. I know we all have that feeling, you know, when you're all clean and refreshed. You can't take a shortcut to that.
Yeah.
You gotta get that sweat first.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You gotta get that struggle first. And then when you overcome and get through it, then you earn that release, if you will, that peace, that refreshment. You know, and that's what I think of.
Yeah, I like
you know, it's
it.
Like God refreshes you.
Yes,
with that cleansing when you get through the struggle, when you get through it.
In our time remaining on the show, I'm wondering if there's any other scripture or Bible verses or promises or story in the Bible. What comes to top of mind for Ingo Curl in terms of this is a verse for me that's been very important, or this is a story in the Bible for me that's been very important? Is there anything that kind of just jumps right out at you?
Well, there's many, but one of my favorites is Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
And, you know, I think it's so scripturally based that we need to delight in who we are and who God is.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you delight in him is you have joy, you have peace. You try to seek out wisdom and understanding and through study of his word and through prayer and through the way you live your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not easy.
No.
But that's what we're meant to do. You know, delight yourself into who God is. Delight yourself in who the Lord is.
And it's not delight yourself in the trip to Cancun, although there's nothing wrong with the trip to Cancun.
Nothing wrong with that.
But when you align your heart, and that verse specifically calls out the heart, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Well, what happens is, in the first part of that verse, my take on it is, when you delight yourself in the Lord, your heart becomes in alignment with God.
Amen.
So are you seeing that?
Amen.
You tracking with me?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I like that. Yeah. So Psalm 37:4, hit me up. We're ending up the show here, but tell me another verse or anything else that kind of, or a story that comes to mind in the Bible that is.
One of my favorites, Job,
mm-hmm.
the man suffered immensely.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference with Job and Christ is that Job didn't know the outcome.
Yeah.
Christ did.
Yes.
And Job was blameless before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, God allowed the devil to have his way with him
mm-hmm.
up until death.
Mm-hmm.
And that covers a lot of territory.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But Job is, other than Christ, Job to me was an amazing example
mm-hmm.
of faith
mm-hmm.
and being persistent and diligent and having faith.
Amen.
Having faith.
Amen. And you saw the kind of the rise and fall and rise again of Job is an amazing story. Ingo Curl, thank you so much for being on the show today. This is Everyday Faith Radio. And Ingo, to you and to your wife, your family, to all of our listeners, my prayer is that may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Ingo, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you having me on.
It was awesome having you on. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4. Thank you, Ingo Curl. See you guys next week.
Heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make